Knock, knock. Hello? Okay, we're doing the first griz in the Sefer, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Hei Halacha Yud Aleph. So the Rambam says, Harav Hamuvak, Shirotza Limchol Al Kvodo, Bechol Hadvarim Ha'elo, O Be'echad Mehen, Lechol Talmidov, O Le'echad Mehen, Harishus Biyado. The Afalpisha Machol, Chayav HaTalmud Lahadro, Vafilu Bishah Shemachol. Okay. So, here the Rambam tells us that a Rebbe Mufak, right? And a Rebbe Mufak is, the Rambam told us before in Halacha Tes. But when it says in the middle of Halacha Tes, "Bamed var mamurim berabo amufak shalomad mimeno rov chachmasa." Okay, that's the Rabbo Mufak. You learn from him the majority of your chachma. The Rav said that's it's a qualitative idea though. It's not based on how many blot you learned with him. You see, I mean, the Rav gave the example that he learned many more blot by himself than he learned from his father. So would that mean that now no longer he has a Rebbe Mufak, because he's eclipsed Rov Chachmaso quantitatively with what his father taught him? So he said that's absolutely not the truth. His father's the one who taught him, how to learn, how to open up areas, etc., 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 etc. Okay? So it's... Rov Chachmaso means you learn the, it's a qualitative idea. It's not measured simply in how many blot. Okay? So that's, Avalim Lolam in Meta Rov Chachmaso Reza Talmud Chaver. Veino Chaya Bechvoda Bechalel Advarim. Okay, so we're talking about Rabba Amuvak. Now that's the definition of Rav Amuvak. It's Shalom in Meta Rov Chachmaso. So now, Halach Yir Aleph, Harav Shemuvak Shiratzol Limchol Akfodo, he has a right to be Mochel. So he has a right to be Mochel, and all the ideas, all the Chiyuvim mentioned in this Perek, on all these things. Alright, all the Kavod Amora that he mentions. Okay? Yeah. Now, the Kesef Mishnah says like this, Perakama de Kedushin, Pliki Rav Chisra Rav Yosef, I Rav Shemachal Akvodo, Kvodo Machal, or Lo. Rav Yosef Amar de Machal, O Maisvam Meva Hashem Holech Lefneim, Vekeven de Yalef Mahai Kra, Alma da Filo Beraba Mufak Askinan. Right, okay, good. Yeah. So the Kesef Mishnah is learning the Rambam based on the Gemara Kedushin, that what it says Harav Hamuvak Shiratzolim Chalak Fodo, right? So that's Afila Rabba Muvak, Afila Rabba Muvak. But certainly it would apply. It would certainly apply. Someone who's not Rabba Muvak. Okay? It would certainly apply to someone who's not Rabba Muvak. So, for instance, if you have someone who's not Rabba Muvak, so Yechayev in, let's say, Kima Shel Hidr. In Kima Shel Hidr. So, it would come out, according to that Shita, that if you learn like the Kesef Mishnah, so then someone who's not Rabo Muvak, we are still Chayev in Kima Shel Hidr, right? Yechayev Lahadro, so he could be Mochel on that. That he could be Mochel on. That's how the Kesef Mishnah is learning. So it's the Rambam here is telling you a Chiddush based on the. On the Gemara that Afilu Rabba Muvak has a right to be Mochel. And Kol Shekain, someone who's not Rabbi Mufak. Right? That's how the Kesef Mishnah is learning. Okay. Of course, the Griz is implying is that if you learn the Rambam straightforward, that Harav HaMovok Sheratzo Limchal Al Kvodo, that means only Rav HaMovok can be Mochel, so then, of course, it's going to be difficult to understand. As if that should be correct, that the Rambam literally means only Rabbo Muvok, but anyone who's not Rabbo Muvok could not be Mochel on the Kavo that the Torah is Mechayev, then of course you'd be somewhat perplexed. Why should that be? You would think that if Rabbo Muvok could do it, so Kol Shekein and somebody else can. If it's only Rabbo Muvok, then you're perplexed, right? So of course that's really what the piece of the Griz is to try to show, that the Rambam is not going to learn, and that's why the Rambam didn't write Afilo Rabbo Muvok. It's really only Rabbo Muvok could be Mochel, and the other kind, anybody else, a Talmud Chaver or a plain Talmud Chacham cannot be Mochel in any cover due to him. Okay. So let's go back to the Griz. Okay. Yeah. All right. So where's the Griz? The Griz says like this. Vanira Loma Baza. Dihine Shtei Mitzvosain. Yeah, you see, by the way, you see, the Griz didn't get scared off by a Kesef Mishnah. He didn't let a Kesef Mishnah, influence him or push him around. If he felt that the Rambam meant one way, then he proceeded along those lines. All right. Manir alom bazeh, dine shtei mitzvosein, chada din kavod amora, shetalmid mechuyav l'rabo, kimavur bekama dochti, uva Rambam reish perakesham zelashono, kishem she'odam mitzuva b'chvod aviv v'yiraso, kachu chayev b'chvod rabo v'yiraso, v'chula, you and shom. B'divrei Rambam, the kachashiv kol dinei kavod umorish the Talmud mechuyav l'rabo. V'hinei mekor mitzvazu kefi hanira medivrei atosus baba kama daf memalef hu me'akro des Hashem el kechatira l'rabos talmid chachamim. Ayin shom b'divrei atosvos shekasvu the drashazu kaima al rabo muvak. Da'ainu din kavod umorish the Talmud mechuyav l'rabo.
All right, let's take a look at that tosus for one second. I think that's worthwhile doing. Okay, so the Tosus is Mem Aleph Amud Beis in Baba Kama. Divrei Amaschil L'Rabos Talmid Chacham. It's the famous business over here with being a Doresh, the Essen in the Torah. So, he got stuck when he got to Es Hashem Alkecha Tira. Okay. Ad Shabbo Rabbi Akiva, right before the two dots, Ad Shabbo Rabbi Akiva, V'limeid Es Hashem Al-Kachatira, L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. That the extra S, because it could have just simply said, Hashem Al-Kachatira. What's Es Hashem Al-Kachatira? L'Rabos Talmidei Chacham. That's what Rabbi Akiva taught. It's to include under the heading and framework of Es Hashem Al-Kachatira, that there has to be a kavod amora vis-a-vis Talmidei Chacham as well. Okay? So Tosus says, L'rabos Talmidei Chachamim vim tomar mipnei seva tokum lamali tepegle mehocha. Okay? So obviously, first of all, Tosus is learning that mipnei seva tokum doesn't mean a zaken ashmoi. Zakein. Someone who's a just an elderly person, not a Talmud Chacham. He's learning, it seems he's learning, Seva means someone who's a Talmud Chacham. He's a Zakein in Chachma. Right? So he says, in Tomah, Bnei Seva, Tokum Lamali, Tepeglei Mahacha. Awesome. Now, why do you need the Pasuk of Mipnei Seva Takam to teach you the Chiyav of Kavod Tamid Chachamim, we should learn now from here. That's Hashem Elokei Chatira. Well, what do you need Mipnei Seva Takam once you have this one?
So Tosus answers, V'yesh Lomar, Dehocha B'Rabba Muvak, Kidisnan Mor Rabcha Kamara Shemayim.
O B'Rav Muflok, Tahavi Ke'en Rabbo. Your Rav Muflok, I believe, means like the Gadol Hador. Like the Gadol Hador. That's Rav Muflok.
In other words, his teachings affect everybody. He's related to the whole Klal Yisrael. You know, like a Ramesha. You know, a Rav. You know, I don't know, Varen Cutler. I mean, you know, Gedolei Dor like that. So, any case. So Tosus answer is that what? That no. Es Hashem al Kechatira only is really referring to Rabba Muvak. Because that only comes under the framework of Es Hashem al Kechatira. That's Mora Rabcha Kibara Shemayim. That's his Raya from Pirkei Avos. But a Stam Talmud Chacham does not make sense, Tosus is saying in the Maskana, does not make sense to put under the heading of Es Hashem al Kechatira. So how do you know you have to be Mechabed Talmud Chacham who's not Rabba Muvak? So the answer is Mipnei Seva Takam. Okay? So it'd be a nice thing here, I think, to define the Havamina Maskana in Tosus. Right, because Tosus and the Havamina felt that you don't need. I mean, Bnei Seva Takam should be dispensable. As Hashem El Kechatira should include, like the plain Mashmos of the Gemara, in fact, is L'Rabos Tamid Chachamim. But the Maskan is no. That only applies to Rabba Muvak. So what's the Machal? What's the two ideas there in the Tosus? Yeah, maybe the idea is like this. Questions like this. Es Hashem al Kechatira. So Tosus and the Havamina understood that to mean it's the kavod to the Talmud Chacham insofar as he reflects God's ideas. It's the kavod HaTorah itself. It's insofar as the Torah itself. It's really, it's an extension of Es Hashem al Kechatira. And it extends to the Talmud Chacham because he manifests in his very nature and mahos, he manifests his Torah. So therefore, there's no reason to distinguish between which Talmud Chacham. Who cares if it's Talmud Rabba Muvak or not? What do I care? Anyone who's legitimately a Talmud Chacham, so he reflects the ideas of Hashem. He reflects the ideas of God. That's it. It's Kavod HaTorah in abstract. That's what it is. So therefore, it makes sense. It's Es Hashem al Kechatira, L'Rabbis Talmid Chacham, all Talmid Chacham. That's one possibility. What's the Maskana? The Maskana, I just want to read you a Rambam. So the Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Hay, of Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam says, "Kishem she'adam mitzuva bechvod avav v'yiraso, kachu chayev bechvod rabo v'yiraso, v'rabo yoser me'aviv, she'aviv hevio l'chayo olam hazeh, v'rabo shalimdo chachma mevio l'chayo olam haba." In other words, what the Rambam is saying is that both the Rav and the father are both responsible for the existence, for bringing the person to a certain existence. But the father is simply, that's biological, so he's responsible for bringing him to the physical world. But the Rebbe, he gives him the existence of the world to come. He gives him the ideas. The perfection, the Shleimus HaAdam. So maybe that's the pshat. Es Hashem al Kechatira. that in the Maskana, Tosus is learning that Es Hashem Kechatira is not insofar as the abstract Kavanah Torah, but it has to do with the framework of existence. That just like God is the source of existence, the ultimate source of existence, okay, existence essentially, right? But so too is the Talmud Chacham is included because he gives the person the existence of Olam Haba, right? The Olam HaNitzchias. So therefore, the Kavod is due to him due to the category of the existence that he gave to him, that he's responsible for, that he's the cause of, or whatever. Maybe cause is a little bit strong word, but you know what I mean. So that if that's the case, then it's only Rabba Muvok. It's only going to be Rabba Muvok. Stama Talmud Chacham. He didn't give me. What did he give me? He gave me nothing. You see, but my Rebbe, he gave me a Chayalam Abba. And so too a Rabba HaMuflag. What is it called? Not a Rabba Muflag. A Talmud Chacham Muflag. Because that will be he also. Because everybody gains ideas and things from the Gadol Hador. He has an effect on everybody as well. Might not be as direct. Sometimes it is, depends, but that's what it means. So the Mahava Mina was that Es Hashem Kechatira has to do with the abstract Torah, the abstract world of knowledge and the Chachma. So that's why, so that if that's the framework, so then it's going to be any Talmud Chacham. But the Maskana is that the Kavod is as far as the in terms of the framework of existence, so that he is a provider of a certain existence insofar as you're concerned. Gave you a certain quality within your existence. So therefore that would be the extension, so then it's going to be only Rabba Muvok. And that's of course why the Rebbe is going to be Yeser Me'aviv. Father, of course, also reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It manifests in some sense. That's the famous Rambam, of course, also in Hilchos Mamrim. Right? The Rambam in Mamrim. What does he say there? Hold on a second. The Rambam in Mamrim says, Yeah, Kibar Ava'im, Mitzvah Sasei Gedola, V'chei Mora Ava'im, Shekola Makasa B'chvodo V'moro. Right? The Torah equated them to Kavod Hashem and Maniras Hashem. Kasav Kabetz Avicha V'simecha, V'kasav Kabetz Hashem Onecha. That's correct. But the Rabbo Yeser Me'aviv. Because his is Chayol Mabo. So that's the Tosus. Okay, good. You know, and as we don't have to, I don't think we're obligated here to fine-tune exactly what the full nature of the Kavod V'Yira is towards God. I mean, the Rambam says, Shmo HaGadol V'Anora, right? The question over here is, what is the nature of the Drasha? Es Hashem L'Kachatira, L'Rabos. I mean, how is that possible? That's what you have to understand. You have to understand the framework of that Drasha. Keep it limited. I don't think you have to go to the next step, because I think that's always going to be something, then it's going to become something unique in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But one thing you see is that the Kavod V'Yira that you're obligated towards parents and Rabba Muvok is because they manifest in some way They manifest the idea of, either God's ideas or the fact that God is the provider of existence. Because it's not inherent. Okay, so that's the Grizz quoted, the Tosus. V'hinei mekor mitzvazu kefi anir medivri ha-Tosus, hu me'akra das Hashem l'kechatira, l'rabos tabid echam. Ayin shem medivri ha-Tosus, shekashu d'drasha zu kaima, Al Rabba Muvok. Dahainu din kavod amora shetalbid mechuyav l'rabo. All right. Then he continues. Ulam. However, b'sefer mitzvah l'rabba mitzvah reish tes Kosov the mitzvah zu nechleles b'mitzvas v'hadarta pnei zokein. V'chein hu lehejia b'sifra parshas kedoshim uvitosefta peregimel de Megillah ezehu hidur sha'omra Torah v'hadarta pnei zokein lo ome b'mkomo v'lo medaber b'mkomo v'lo soser es dvarav noheg bo mora v'yira v'chulei hare lehejia d'bahach d'vadarta pnei zokein Nemar gam din chiyav kavod amora shatalman mechuyav l'rabba. Right, because nobody thinks that those things are chayav to a regular talmud chacham, a talmud chaver. Nobody holds that. Okay, so clearly it's talking about the kavod amora that a talmud is obligated to his rebbe. Vo nemar bahach kra davar darta pnei zokein mitzvah pnei atzmo shel hider al kol talmud chacham afsheino rabbo. Yeah, so there's two things that the Rambam mentions based on the Sifra that are included in Vadarta Pnei Zakein. One is the Chiyuv of Kavod Amora to your Rebbe, and then the Hidur that you Chayev to each, to every Talmud Chacham, even if he's not your Rebbe. Kimavur Baram Perek Vresh Perek Vav Sham, Kol Talmud Chacham Mitzvah Lahadro. The AFLP Sheino Rabo. Shinemar, but they say Vatokum. Vazdar to Pnei Zokain. Zokain Ze, Shekona Chachma. Ad Kan Lashono. Hare de Mitzvah Zu Shel Hidr Eina Al Rabo Dafka. Raki Mitzvah Hanemra Al Kol Talmud Chacham. The Din Mitzvah Zu, he Bekima Sheishba Hidr Levat. Kimavur Besugi the Kedusha Daflama Gimel. Over Rambam Perig Vav Sham. Okay, ba'ofen sh'shtei mitzvos nifrados hain. Chada mitzvos kavod amora sh'talmud mechuyav ben dafka l'rabo. V'sheinis mitzvos hidur hanoheges b'chol talmud chacham. V'advarim b'furashim b'vorim lehejia b'divrei rambam perakeo perakvav ayin sham. Okay. Woo. Yeah. In other words, in Tosis's world, you have two distinct psukim, right? You have mipnei seva tokum vadarta pnei zokein. So that's the halacha of kavod that you chayev to every talmud chacham. Every talmud chacham, right? That's the kavod, okay, what they call a kima sheyesh bo hider, and that you chayev to every talmud chacham. Then you have a separate pasuk, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, to teach you Kavod Amora to Rabbo Mavak. That's very good. However, in the Sifra, and the way the Rambam has it in the mitzvos, so there the Rambam learns and the Sifra learns out these two separate things. From the pasuk of Mnei Seva Takum Vahadarta Pnei Zokein. One is the general idea of Kima Sheishbo Hidr for a regular Talmud Chacham, and then the halacha of Kavod Amora that a Talmud is Mechuyev L'Rabba. So I'm just wondering, is there a difference? Well, I guess you could ask two questions. One is there a difference if you learn out Kavod Amora from Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, as opposed to learning it out from the other pasuk? Is there any difference? Or is it just a question of the source? And also, you do wonder, how exactly do you learn out both of these things from the same pasuk? You know what I mean? It's like, they're different. They're very different. They're very different things. A kima sheyesh ba hider to a regular talmud chacham, as opposed to the whole halachos of kavod and mora, are really two different, very different things. How do they end up being in the same pasuk? And then the other question, is there a difference if you have them under one pasuk or not? Yeah. if you listen to the Grizz carefully, the Grizz does start to see, he quotes the Tosus, because he's, what's he trying to do here? He wants to show you that covered Amora is a different category. So he shows you, starts off with the Tosus. So that's very clear that it's a different category. Right? It's a whole Hav Mina Maskana about it. It's two different psukim. But then he says, Ulam. You see, Ulam, however, the Rambam holds that it's all Nechleles in the Vadarta Pnei Zakein. And then so too in the Sifra and the Tosefta, the same thing. Right? But it doesn't let him stay, you know, but it's funny, like, he has that Ulam, but it's like it doesn't stop him at all. He keeps on, you know, moving ahead, the Grizz. Let's just note that for a minute. Let's go a little further. We'll see. We'll come back here, okay? Just hang on to that point. It's just, you would have thought it would be a lot smoother if it was two separate psukim. All right, we'll come back. One thing's for sure, according to the Grizz, however you reconcile and however you formulate in the Rambam and the Tosefta and the Sifra, he certainly holds that they're two different mitzvahs. Right? He says openly, Hare de mitzvah zu shall hider eina al rabo dafka, raki mitzvah nemeris al nemra al kol tam chacham. V'din mitzvah zu he bekima sheish bahider. He says, Chimavur besugi de kedushin daflam begil ram perg vav sham, ba'ofen sh'shtei mitzvahs nefrados hain. Chada. Mitzvahs covered a morish a talmud lechuyev ben dafkel a rabo v'shenis mitzvahs hider hanoheges b'chol tam achacham v'advarim mefurashim uvorim lehedje b'divrei aram perakei a perak vav ayin sham. And what he means by that is that perakei is exclusively about kavod umora and perak vav is about hider. The Ram categorically did not even, he made them into two separate prakim. That's what the Grizz is showing you. So the question is, what does it mean when you say it's shtei mitzvos nefrados ein, and yet they're all nechleles in mitnei seva takam vadarta pnei zakein? I guess that's a better way of asking the question. Okay, you guys with me? Okay, so now the Grizz says, v'hine besugya de kedushin daf lama gimel shom tana ezohi kima sheish bahidur hevi omer zed dalan amas. Amar Abaye, lo omron ela barabo sheina muvak. Aval barabo muvak melo einav. Okay, so the learning out from the pasuk, mipnei seva takam vadarta, that it has to be a kima sheish bahidur. So they right. So they learn out this idea in Gemara Kedushin that you need from akima sheyesh bahidur. What does that mean? What does that idea mean? Akima sheyesh bahidur. All right. Hold on a second. Look now. Let's take a look at how the Ran explains the Gemara. So again, what does the Gemara say? So it said, "What's akima sheyesh bahidur?" That's when you stand up when the Talmud Chacham's within Dalet Amos. But beyond Dalet Amos, you don't stand up. That's not considered a kima shel hider. And Abaye said, Lo amran el barabo shena muvak. Aval barabo hamuvak meloeinav. We only said this halacha by someone who's not your Rebbe. But if someone's your Rebbe, then it's meloeinav, as far as the eye can see. The minute you see him, he's in sight, you got to stand up. Vayuin shambaran shakasav b'tayma demilsa. The kaven derabo muvak hu. Ki koyim mekamei kim lo einav kima sheish bahidur hi. Shadavar mochiach shalechvodo hu omeid. Ad kan l'shona. So the Ran wanted to learn the Gemara, that the Gemara was staying within its own framework. That when Abaye said this lo omron, he was still operating with the idea of kima sheish bahidur. So by Rebbe Sheino Muvak, the kima sheish bahidur only extends to Dalet Amos. But outside of Dalet Amos, it's not mukach that you're standing up for him. So it's not a kima sheyesh bahidur. But by your Rebbe, it's always mukach that you're standing up for him. So therefore, it goes off into, Malo Einav. That's how the Ran learns the Gemara. Ulam b'divrei Aram nira demafarish tu mishum de din dalet amas lo nema rak al chovas akima shel takum vadarta shenema al kol tamid chacham. Vizuhi shetulia behidur. However, the Rambam doesn't seem to learn the Gemara that way. Okay, how does the Rambam learn? That dalet amos, that's on the chi of kima shel hidur, based on the pasuk of ripen they save a takum vadarta. And that's where it's dependent on the concept of hider. And then it's limited to what? To dalet amos. Aval b'rabo muvhok gam milvad mitzvah sahider shel takum vadarta mechuyev ulakam miponav mishum chiyuv the covered amora. The regam covered kibar avaim kaimel on the mechuyev lamod mipneihem. Kimavur b'kiddushin daf lama gimel v'ram perik vav milchaz mamrim. V'gabi av v'imo areilo matzino mitzvah hider klal. The vadar to pray zaking siv, aval ava aim, kol mitzvasin who covered a mora, velo hider. Uval karchach to mishum chiyuva the covered a mora, who that sarach lamo mipneyem. Umemela do adin barabo muvak to kavasayo. Milvad ha mitzvah the takam vadar to shenemra al kol tam chacham. Right? Besides the regular chi of vadarta, mechuyuva lam mipon of gam mishum chiyuva the covered a mora. Okay. Okay, Ula Inyan, just skip the parenthesis for a second, we'll come back there in 1 minute. Ula Inyan Chiyuva, the Kavod Amora, lo nema hashir dalet amas, rak melo einav, tzorach lama miponav. So when it comes to Kavod Amora, the Chi of Kavod Amora, that standing up from that category has no limits. That's melo einav, as long as you could see him. It's not a kima sheyesh bahidr. According, that's how the Rambam's learning. Deina mitzvah tuliya bahidr klal, v'zeo de kam rabai, de baraba movak melo einav. That's when Abaye said, Lo Amran, according to Rambam, when Abaye said, Lo Amran, Ela Barabo Shena Muvak, it means you only say this concept of Kima Shiesh Bahidr by Rabo Shena Muvak. And therefore it's limited to Dalet Amos. But Rabo Muvak, where it's a separate Machayev, the Machayev is not a Vadarta Pnei Zokain, but the Chiyev is because of Kavod Amora. Okay? And of course, according to Rambam, it comes from that Pasuk. All right? It'll be a lot easier to understand the Tosus' idea, but okay, let's leave that. That's the problem we asked before. But according to Rambam, it's a separate idea of Kavod Amora, and that's Perek Hey in Hilchas Talmud Torah. So that Chi of Lamod Miponov, because of Kavod Amora is Malo Einav. It has nothing to do with Akima Sheish Bahidr. Right. Vayim Baram Perik Vav Milchas Mamrim Halacha Gimel Leini Kibud Ava Aim Shekasev Vizel Shono VaOmad Miponav Kiderach Shu Omeid Mipnei Rabo. Okay, Vabir Bazeh Degam Mipnei Avav Vitzarach Lamad Kmlo Einav Kmo Barabo Amuvak Chemavur Bakol Makom Bekesav Mishnah Sham Demakor Divrei Rabo Hu Mehada Rav Yosef Ki Hava Shama Kal Kra Deime Amar Ekom. Right, when he heard his mother coming, he said, "I'm going to get up." V'zel lehejik k'moshkasavnu. The mishum chiyuv of the kavod amora chiyuv akima he k'mlo einav. V'zel yisodino shel abaye the baraba amuva k'mlo einav. Mishum the yesh b'kimaso mitzvah nosefes shel kavod umora milvad hamitzvah the tokum v'hadarta u'k'moshkasavnu. Okay. Stop there for a second. Now what was that parenthesis? Let's just do the parenthesis. When the Griz was making the point that by the Rebbe, besides the normal general halacha of Tokum Vadarta, he's also chayef to stand up for him because of Kavod Amora. So now he says, V'cheinu mevur lehejia midivri atosus babakama daf mem aleph shehikshu delamali akrod mipnei seva tokum v'tepaglon me'es Hashem alkecha tira l'rabos tamir chachamim. Right, what do you need seva tokum? Why don't you learn out from es Hashem alkecha tira? V'ochicha mizeh da'ach that's Hashem Elkecha Tira, who rock Barabba Muvok, Ayin Sham, B'divreyam. Right? Hare Lehejid Barabba Muvok, Mia Shamin, and Lechiyuv Akima, Me'etzam Achiyuv, Shal Kavod Amora, Gamil Vadakra, the Tokam Vadarta. Yes. That's true. We wish that was the way everybody formulated it. That's the easy way. Right, that you see openly that it's a separate pasuk that totally tells you the Chiyuvim of Kavod Amora to your Rebbe. So clearly that has nothing to do with the concept of Tokam Vadarta. That's a different pasuk. That's to do with every Talmud Chacham. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira is a separate category. According to Tosis, it's very good. It's two completely separate different worlds, two separate psukim, two separate conceptual ideas. So therefore it's very good that you could have two different ideas of standing up. One is a standing up of Mipnei Seva Tokam Vadarta, and then there's a standing up of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. He wants to show you that clearly you see there's two different categories from that. And that the Rambam, he's saying even though the Rambam has them under one pasuk, or the Tosefta, nevertheless, according to everybody, there are two completely different ideas of kavod here. There's the kavod of Akima Shel Hidr that has to do with Kol Tamid Chacham, based on simply Tokam Vadarta. But then, even if you learn it's from that pasuk, there's a separate category, a separate chiyuv of Kavod Amora for your Rebbe. So we have to solve that. The Griz doesn't solve that problem. He just goes with it. That's it. It's a given. You know, you look at this area, you'll see it's two different categories. But the fact that they're under one pasuk still needs to be understood. Okay, what else do we have to understand? So that's one. That was the question we asked before, though. Now we have to understand also, yes, how the Ran learns the Gemara versus how the Rambam learns the Gemara. Right? According to the Ran, by a Talmud Chacham, you have to stand when he's within Dalet Amos of where you are. Because otherwise, outside of Dalet Amos, it's not a Kima Shiesh Bahidr. Right. But your Rebbe, it's Melo Einav. Because then the Kima Shel Hidr is still there, for whatever reason. The Rambam rejects that. The Rambam says, no, there's no idea like that. Kima Shel Hidr, by definition, means Dalet Amos. The reason why Rebbe is Melo Einav is because it's a separate Chiyuv of Kavod Amora. And Kavod Amora is not restricted by Dalet Amos. So we have to understand that a little better. Okay.